Now it's time for an interactive story. And I would invite any kids who are either young or think they're young or folks who are young at heart to step up front and have a seat on the carpet.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to invite everyone to summon up the youth within your own being as I do this story. Now, there are sound effects when we get to the end of the story. So, I'm wondering who will be a squirrel. Chit-chit-chit-chit-chit. Can we get a chit-chit-chit-chit-chit-chit? Okay, we got Sparrow. Cheep, 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 cheep. Okay, Mouse. Doesn't look like we have a lot of mice here. Ah, frogs. What do frogs do? Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. Baby frogs. Repeat, repeat, repeat. All right, this is interspecies. Not just creatures, we've got the grass. Ooh, ooh. Okay, the pond, where the frogs go into. Plip, plop, plip. Plop, plip, plop. Okay, now we got peepers. Oh, I see, I got some takers. Oh, good, come on up. Are we ready to be spring peepers? Oh, they are very loud out at Circle Sanctuary. Oh no, I've lost some. Okay, all right, come on up, come on up. We're gonna have fun. All right, here we go. It's more fun if I get a chorus right up here. So you're coming up here? Right here. Okay, so we got peepers. What do peepers do? Who knows spring peepers? Peep, 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 peep. Ah, and what does a nighthawk do? Scree, scree, scree. And daffodils, here, if you don't want to make any sounds, you can be a daffodil. Nod your head, nod your head. Okay, now we're going to go through sound effects. We'll see who's going to be the squirrels. Okay, ready? Okay, we've got some squirrels. Sparrows. A mouse goes. Frogs go. Baby frogs go. And what does the grass do? How about the pond? Plip, plop, plip, plop, plip, plop. And the peepers? Beep, 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 beep. And the nighthawk? Scream, scream. And then we got the silent but active daffodils. Okay, now we're gonna try the chorus all at once. You ready? All right, do your sound, do your movement. Okay, here we go. This group is great. This is great. Well, and part of Easter and springtime is to summon up the inner youth. Well, here, in silence, I invite you to hear this story. It's an interactive story written for an Easter service by a UU, Kirsty Johnson. It's called Spring Surprise. And I got this from a Unitarian Universalist minister in training, who's also connected with Circle Sanctuary for many years, from Denver, Colorado. Yes, yes, right from Colorado. So I give thanks to Cindy Simpson for the inspiration of this story. Spring Surprise. It wasn't a particularly hard winter that year, but it was long and dreary and colorless. No wonder then that when the first winds of March blew warm breath across the land and the land began to green, the wild creatures on 4 feet and on the wing took notice. The first creature, small brown mouse, sat back on her haunches and smelled the warm air. She knew what this meant. The green time was coming, and the first small shoots of grass, which tasted so very good, would begin to show themselves. Ah, sighed the small brown mouse. tender grass to nibble on, and to line my nest for my babies. The small ground mouse was not the only creature glad to smell spring in the air. The fuzzy-tailed squirrel scampered to and fro, up and down the trees. He paused a moment to watch a sparrow and her mate work on their nest. Mrs. Sparrow wanted to line the nest with soft lint and grass in a particular way. Mr. Sparrow was getting tired of her bossing, and soon he flew off and hid behind a daffodil, which was nodding in the breeze. Fuzzy-tailed squirrel shook his tail and scampered off. He remembered a spot where he had hidden a particularly juicy horse chestnut. He hoped that the little brown mouse had not found it. High overhead, Nighthawk surveyed the land. His favorite tree was still there, and his neighbor, Fuzzy-tailed Squirrel, was there too. He passed his winters far to the south, but he was always glad to return to his home. The trees were all fuzzy and green with baby leaves, and the flowering trees were bright with colored petals. And over there were the daffodils, waving and nodding to him. The warm spring sun shone down upon the land, upon the grass that glowed with green vigor, upon the little brown mouse as she put finishing touches on her next, and upon the daffodils too. The sun gave warmth to the wings of the Nighthawk as he soared upon the wind and beamed upon the sparrow family as they worked a bit more cooperatively this time on their nest. The sun gleamed as the fuzzy-tailed squirrel, as he scampered about. It even glittered upon the pond, flip-flop, 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 far below, down in the deep quiet of the pond, where the water never quite froze, even in the deep midwinter. The warmth of the sun began to heat the water until suddenly the frogs popped out of their winter mud nest. Tadpoles began to swim, baby frog sounds, in the sun-warm pond, and they dreamed of jumping high into the air to see the grass at the edge of their world. The peepers joined the chorus in the pond, flip, flop, flip, flop, flop, added music to the colors of spring. And there, in the musical, colorful world, where the grass was green and the daffodils nodded in the breeze, where the tadpoles dreamed and swam in the warm waters of the pond, and where the fuzzy-tailed squirrels scampered in the trees, and as the Nighthawk settled in his tree while the sun shone on the down, the little brown mouse had her babies. The sparrows laid four eggs, and what had been the promise of spring became the fulfillment of it with this great chorus. All ready? Happy spring, happy Easter, and happy Earth Day a bit early.
I didn't know you had it in you. So I get the pleasure of reintroducing Reverend Selena Fox, who is the senior minister of the Circle Sanctuary, a rural church near Barneveld, Wisconsin, which serves nature religion practitioners worldwide. And I was hearing how many people participate. She is president of the Greater Madison Interfaith Religious or Interreligious Association, which brings people of different faith traditions together for interfaith dialogue and collaboration. She has been teaching and researching Celebrating the Seasons for more than 40 years. So, Reverend Fox.
It's wonderful to be back at Prairie. It's been many years. Is there anybody here that was part of Prairie when I was here? Ah, I thought I recognized some faces. Yes, we ended that with a huge circle, which somehow we all managed to be somewhat circular in the room. We won't do that today because we've got lots to go through, but it's wonderful to be back here at Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society and to be here on Easter. What I'd like to do today is share Easter customs, symbols, lore, traditions, and celebrations across time, across cultures, and yes, across faith, traditions, and philosophies. Today, millions of humans all around the world are celebrating Easter. Now, many of those who are celebrating Easter would use the term Christian to describe themselves, but Easter has gotten decidedly multicultural, international, multi-religious, multi-ethnic, and multi-everything, essentially. There are many people who are celebrating Easter as a religious holiday. Some are celebrating it as a folk holiday, and some are celebrating it as both. Can I get a show of hands? Who here has celebrated Easter since you were very young? Get a show of hands. Okay. Well, you notice not everybody raised their hands because right here in our circle, we have people of a variety of different philosophies and religions and backgrounds. And I recognize some people from interfaith endeavors I've been part of and our Ong Circle Sanctuary community, and it's great to be here. So in sharing about Easter, we're not only going to look at some of its roots within Christianity, but we're going to actually take an interreligious and a multicultural journey. Why does Easter move around? And how do we figure out when Easter is? It's the first Sunday after the first full moon after spring equinox, occurring between March 22nd and April 25th. So what we have woven into Easter as a celebration, we have the Christian celebration of Jesus and his life and resurrection. We have Jewish Passover because the crucifixion and the resurrection were connected with the Passover time in Old Jerusalem when Jesus lived. But we have to go back in time and space to pagan cultures, which also celebrated resurrection, rebirth, renewal, new life, joy, and other very decidedly Easter themes in a variety of different ways. So we have pagan, Jewish, and Christian all woven in to Easter as a holiday. Now, some people celebrate Easter on just one day, Easter Sunday. But if you go across different cultures and countries and faith traditions, you know some people actually start celebrating Easter weeks before. Has anyone ever gone to Mardi Gras or Carnival? Ah, I see some hands. Well, in pagan Rome, that time was called the Lupercalia, and it was a time of preparing for coming spring. And people would get kind of wild and be out in the street doing lots of interesting things, which I suppose have gotten recycled in American college and university culture as spring. after the great. So there is Palm Sunday, the blessing of the palms, and I'm glad to say one of the Easter customs that's been around for 2000 article news coverage about green fair trade palms being used by Christians. I'm happy to hear that. Then during Easter week, we have Ash Wednesday, and in some Christian traditions, a bit of ash is put on the forehead during the Ash Wednesday service. Maundy Thursday, time of the Last Supper, is celebrated by a number of people. This year, Passover, and I have a number of Jewish friends, was celebrated by some of my friends, not only on Wednesday night, but also on Thursday night. In fact, one of my friends is with some Hasidic Jews that celebrated all 8 nights. Good Friday, the crucifixion. And there are a lot of folk customs connected with that, including planting potatoes on Good Friday, the idea of going into the earth, descent into what some say the underworld. Agriculturally, people took it as a good time to go plant potatoes. Haven't tried that one out yet. Then we have Holy Saturday, and amongst Mexicans, Mayan people, and in parts of Europe, including Catalonia, which is where Barcelona is in Spain, there would be great celebration on Saturday, plays and dances, people dressing up in all sorts of animal costumes, and would basically be partying all night on Saturday night until the Fiesta de Gloria, Easter, in that culture and tradition, would happen on Sunday morning. So then there's Easter Sunday. But Easter Sunday, there is sunrise. And then there is the whole Easter day. And some continued celebrations on Easter Monday and even Easter Tuesday. So there's Holy Week Plus. Well, let's take a few moments and look at the name Easter. Why do we call it Easter? Now, there's somebody by the name of the Venerable Bede, or Saint Bede the Venerable. And according to him, Easter was named for the pagan Anglo-Saxon goddess of springtime. Now, some scholars got a bit bent out of shape by him pointing that out and said, No, he got it wrong. No, that was just ancient German for spring. Well, if you know anything about Germanic paganism, you know that the goddess of spring and springtime are pretty much synonymous. So Easter gets its name from Ostern, Astra, and if you've ever heard of estrus and estrogen, that comes from there too. Ostara is what contemporary pagans call the holiday, and we actually start our Easter celebrations at the traditional time in old pagan Europe, which was the spring equinox, which was the new year for many peoples across Europe, not only in pagan times, but even into Christian times. In fact, in France, it did not even shift from being the new year until 1563. So Easter, Ostara, spring equinox, and yes, Passover is in the mix there, are all interwoven. And you can't really call Easter a strictly Christian holiday. Its very name is pagan. Now, what are the themes of Easter? I mentioned some of them before. Renewal, making new again. Resurrection, rebirth, new beginnings, getting a new lease on life. Springtime, return of vegetation in visible ways, especially in northern climes. That was important, like here in Wisconsin. We, at Circle Sanctuary, we have our spring equinox festival that we call the Welcome Spring Festival, because sometimes we have snow. So we are definitely welcoming spring, even if it may not be fully environmentally with us. This is also a time of joy and celebration, music, sharing, getting together with others, prosperity and fertility. So these themes connected with Easter actually have their roots in pre-Christian time. I'm going to bring a few props with me. what's this business with bunnies, baskets, eggs? Now, what does this have to do with the execution by the Romans of a Jewish prophet, spiritual leader? Where did the bunnies come from? How about those eggs? What's the basket? Ah, this is Ostara's doing. Before there was the crucifixion, for those of you who see that as history or see it as allegory, I'll leave that up to you. There was the basket. Ah, the great goddess from whom all things come. Yes, it's kind of like a womb in a way. Ah, eggs. Painted eggs, colored eggs, plain eggs, eggs found, eggs created. And what about the Easter bunny? What is this Easter bunny business? Well, Easter rabbit, Easter hare, Easter bunny. This was a form of the great goddess, Ostara, in some lore. In other lores, this was her partner. Yes, interspecies coupling. Don't know if that's legal or not in the mythic realm, but it certainly happened a lot. Now, there is a mention of hot cross buns. The very fact there was energy into making them is an ancient, not only Christian, but pre-Christian tradition for celebrating this time of year. In fact, the buns were created as part of spring celebrations, and as Christianity came over, we need to put a cross on them. But if you notice, those crosses are equal armed, which represents the solstices and the equinoxes. It's a sun wheel. That's where hot cross buns come from. Who here has ever been to an Easter sunrise service? Anybody see the sun this morning? I celebrated Easter this morning. I did my first personal meditation. Then I called my family, who are fundamentalist Southern Baptists, and that are in Arlington, Virginia. I have a sister who just got out of breast cancer surgery, and so they're all at home this morning caring for her, and I did my Easter Sunday greeting to my Christian family. And I told them, yes, the sun is rising, and it's really a wonderful day. And I do think it's kind of a metaphor within my own family system that my sister literally is getting new life as the cancer has been removed from her body, not only with the chemo, but with the surgery and with all the good prayers. She and I, as we talked about resurrection in terms of her getting new life and moving ahead. What happens at sunrise services? Why are services held at sunrise? Ostara. And some say it's the Greek goddess of dawn and spring, also was celebrated in some parts of Europe. This was her sacred time. Now there's lore in old England. Ah, the sun is said when it rises on Easter morn to bounce around three times, representing Jesus resurrecting. But before, they were celebrating the sun rising as a metaphor for Jesus Christ coming back to life. They were celebrating the sun rising, representing the greening of the earth, the return of spring. In fact, when St. Patrick was in Ireland, he went up to the sacred mound on Easter Sunday and kindled a grand fire, basically combining pagan ways of old Ireland with Christianity. In fact, in old Germany, too, people would kindle bonfires at springtime. And as Christianity came over old Germany, the priests just couldn't get the people from kindling these bonfires. So what did they do? Decided to take them over. So the bonfires were then built in churchyards, and on Easter Saturday night, there'd be a great blessing of the bonfires, and then they'd get blazing on Easter Day. Now, where did that come from? Irish monks who came to Germany brought these pagan customs. You remember St. Patrick? Well, came back over to Europe, and then what we have now is the kindling of candles, the kindling of fires, the watching of the sun, all being part of Easter liturgy in a number of different forms of Christianity. There's also something called
shouting the sun. Amongst African Americans in Georgia and some other parts of the South. So on Easter morn, watching the sun and shouting it up. Who here wore something new today? Aha, Easter custom number two. Why wear something new? It's an old tradition that as spring comes on, you literally make new. You dress in new clothes. The Easter bonnet. Get a new bonnet for Easter. As I grew up, we'd get our new Easter outfits and our little patent leather shoes and our little baskets and our gloves and the whole bit, and we'd troop off to church. And little did I know then, we were doing a pagan custom. Because back then, it was all kind of one big realm for me. I didn't actually realize that there were big differences between some pagan ways, some Christian ways. Flowers, eggs, Easter lamb, other symbols. The lamb has been connected as a symbol of Jesus, and that has been why it's actually had a connection with this holiday and why you get some lamb images. And actually, they used to bless the lambs in church services back in the 7th century. But where did roasted lamb come from? 9th century. It was part of the Pope's dinner for Easter. So people have been doing roasting lamb ever since. Now, if you're vegan or vegetarian, recognize that this is a diverse exploration of customs, and I'm not encouraging everybody to embrace them all. Now, who here has done anything with eggs? Now, we've got a cool egg tree, painted eggs, folk art, blown out eggs, painted. Well, that whole business with eggs, symbol of new life. People would hunt for eggs, looking for signs of new life in the spring. People would exchange eggs. People had egg games. In fact, when my mother was young, she went to the White House lawn on Easter Monday and rolled eggs. And the egg rolls at the White House lawn have happened pretty much every year since at least 1862. But it was Dolly Madison in 1812 that actually started the custom of having egg business on Easter at the White House. And I'll just wrap up by saying a few more things about ways of connecting with Easter. One custom is what's called Easter smacks. Sometimes it's called Easter drenching. This is where Easter Monday and Easter Tuesday come in. Some parts of Germany, Austria, Slavic countries, men using birch branches beat, women on Easter Monday, and then on Easter Tuesday, the women get their turn and go thrash the men with these birch branches. What is that about? So it comes some kind of release to prevent domestic violence of a worse sort? No, it's all about making green. You would take pussy willows or sprouting branches, and these are called rods of life, and you go around and you beat each other to make you fertile and vigorous and protect you for the coming year. I haven't done this custom. As a psychotherapist and counselor as well as a minister, I'm just really not into beating people. I'm trying to stop violence, not encourage it. There's the ringing of bells, the singing of songs. A chant I wrote a number of years ago, which I invite you all to sing with me, is real short. New life, spring forth, new life, spring forth, new life, spring forth, you know, three times. Rise in me. So you want to join me? Okay. New life, spring forth, new life, spring forth, new life, spring forth, rise in me. New life, spring forth, new life, spring forth, new life, spring forth, rise in me. New life, spring forth, new life, spring forth, new life, spring forth, rise in me. New life, spring forth, new life, spring forth, new life, spring forth, rise in me.
Our closing words today will be read by Reverend Selena Fox.
May the renewing powers of springtime and Easter be with us and within us. may we carry into our lives and into the world peace, hope, joy, and love for each other and the greater circle of nature, which we are all part. So be it. Blessed be. Amen. Aho. Ashe.